Yes, we are talking about dogs again. Hence the Baha Man. Who let the dogs out, Jules? You're an animal lover.
I am. Generally more of a cat person than a dog person, but still I love some dogs.
Do you ever get jealous of, you know, how animals live?
Well, yeah. Our whole world is revolving around our cat and our baby girl.
Yes, yes, but the cat as well. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a photo for you. Check it out. It's on your computer now.
Yep.
This is the human-sized dog bed. Yes, it's not something weird fetishy. This is an actual thing. A Kickstarter has started manufacturing human-sized dog beds so you can nap in a dog bed.
Now, this particular dog bed does look very plush. And I know that you can get like those ones that are meant to be really sensory calming for some pets.
Oh, yeah.
Like those really soft ones. That's what this looks like, an adult version of an adult-sized version of that.
The vibes I'm getting, Jules, beanbag, fluffy beanbag from Spotlight.
Yeah.
And this lady looks curled up by a fire. It just looks like a big beanbag, like a mega beanbag.
Looks very comfy.
I'd sleep on it.
Well, I think it's because it's got the edges around it, so it's sort of like it's cozy around, like it's, I don't know, giving you that like security around it.
Yeah, contours to your body.
Yeah.
Like a nice mattress.
Rather than just a beanbag that's just like, well, you can get the wrong position.
Oh,
I feel like
you can.
These ones, like it's got all those edges around, so it's nice, like a little hug, in bed form.
What about, hear me out, this is a weird one. What about a waterbed beanbag? So same style of like a dog bed, but it's a waterbed instead of like beans or.
No, that sounds terrible.
Really?
There's a reason those went out in the 80s.
Have you ever laid on a waterbed bed?
Yeah, I have.
They're not bad.
Like, have you ever slept on one?
Never.
Can you imagine the back problems you would have after sleeping on a waterbed?
Do you reckon you get back problems?
Of course you would. There's no support. The water just moves around.
I'm sure someone still has one of those beds.
All right, give us a call, 533-1031, if you still have a water bed.
Yeah, or if you know someone who's got a water bed.
I don't think anyone in Ballarat has one.
I'm sure there's someone, like an old nan or someone's like parents.
No one is getting around to
it. Because they were old, right?
Yeah, 80s.
And you could have fish in them as well? You could have a bed.
No, you could not.
Why not?
Have fish in them.
Why not? A fish bed with...
Like an aquarium.
Yeah,
that
you sleep
on.
Jules, come on, that does sound cool though, right? Come on, please.
How do you feed the fish? How do they get the air that they need?
Fish don't need air, they breathe water.
Yeah, they need that exposure to oxygen at the top of the water.
Hold on. So you're telling me fish need air, but they live in water?
Yeah.
So how do they breathe? So they breathe water?
They breathe water, of course they do, but there needs to be oxygen
at
the top of the water.
You're pulling me. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Oh, I don't think you are.
It's like if you have too many fish in a fish tank, there's not enough space for, I'm sure there's like a thing about it.
So they actually need oxygen?
Yes, they would. Anyway, you could not get a waterbed with fish in it.
If you know someone who's got a waterbed, 533-1031.
We've digressed from the comfy dog bed for humans.
Forget that. Forget that. I want to know if someone actually has a waterbed. I want to come lay on it.
Nobody does.
I'm sure someone does.